This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Italian car company Fiat Chrysler has announced it'll spend $1 billion to make 3 Jeep models in the U.S., along with moving some pickup production from Mexico to the U.S. The investment will take 3 years to fully deploy, and Chrysler, officially known as FCA, says this will mean 2,000 new jobs in Michigan and Ohio. Analysts see this in part as an attempt to get ahead of criticism by President-elect Trump about overseas production. Pressure from Mr. Trump is a key theme at the auto industry's first big event of this new year, the Detroit Car Show, opening today. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
In recent weeks, Trump has called out Ford, GM, and Toyota, threatening import taxes if they continue to make cars in Mexico and sell them in the U.S. But for now, it isn't what you'd really call a fight, at least not from the carmaker side.
They want to wait and see what happens.
Paul Eisenstein is the editor of the DetroitBureau.com. Being called out on Twitter is one thing, he says.
It's another thing entirely when he gets into office and then actually has to translate that into policy.
Import taxes would likely mean fewer cars sold in the U.S. and at higher prices, an argument carmakers hope will sway the president to their side.
The auto companies have to be much more vociferous.
John Hinke is president of Planning Perspectives, a consulting firm based in Detroit. He says car companies have to educate the president that
their globalization, in fact, is helping the total population, both consumers and potential employees.
Hinke says there are areas car companies and Trump could agree on, such as lowering fuel economy standards. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.